The state Senate, for the first time, includes Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan for public campaign financing in its budget resolution. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the sparsely worded proposal has left supporters and opponents trying to sort through the political tea leaves.
The inclusion of public campaign financing would seem to signal an abrupt change of policy for Republicans who co-lead the Senate. The GOP has long maintained that it would be a waste of the taxpayers' money and only lead to more annoying robocalls. The provision, however, raised many more questions than answers. It simply says that the Senate intends to modify Governor Cuomo's proposal to adopt a system of public campaign finance. On the Senate floor, Senator Dan Squadron, a Democrat from Brooklyn, asked Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco, a Syracuse Republican, to explain.
What does that mean?
Well, you can interpret it many different ways.
Basically
what it means in lay language is that we're rejecting the governor's proposal and we want to talk. We're leaving options open. We want to modify it in some way. But at this point in time, there's just not a clear consensus among the majority.
The Republicans in the Senate are in a ruling coalition with a group of breakaway Democrats who are longtime supporters of public campaign financing. Senator Squadron thanked the Senate finance chair for his honesty, but complained that the fuzziness of the budget resolution defeats its whole purpose.
This process is supposed to be about bringing just a little bit of sunlight, a little bit of public knowledge and straightforwardness about where each of the entities that have to negotiate a budget are at this point in the process. And on this fundamental issue of our democracy, unfortunately, as the sponsor said, we simply don't have clarity.
The debate took place at 1 a.m. Opponents who had long counted on the Senate to oppose the measure were uneasy. The Business Council's Ken Pulkowski says a public matching donor system would skew the balance of power toward unions, something supporters deny. And Pulkowski says a public campaign finance system is no guarantee that New York's longstanding ethics problems would be cured.
You can't convince us that a small donor match program addresses, political corruption or bad acts.
Government reform groups say they are pleased that the door has at least cracked open. Now both houses of the legislature say they support, at least in concept, the governor's plan. The Democratic-led state assembly has long backed the matching donor program currently used in New York City. Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the proposal is very vague, though.
It's tough to say it's a definite step forward. But since all we've seen from the Senate for decades is steps backwards, it's a sign that this is still alive for the coming weeks as the budget's finalized.
Senator DeFrancisco, during debate, says public campaign financing will be discussed in the next part of the budget process, the Joint Legislative Conference Committees. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.